Making the most of campus life.
Welcome home.
This book is dedicated to every newly admitted student stepping into the university gates with dreams in their heart and destiny in their hands. May your story be one of triumph, not regret. May your years on campus be fruitful, not wasted. A prayer of blessing. Heavenly Father, I lift up every listener of this book into your hands. I declare that their steps on campus shall be ordered by you. They will not fall into the traps of destruction. They will not waste their freedom in foolishness. They will not sell their destiny for a moment's pleasure. Instead, they shall rise in wisdom, discipline, and excellence. They shall find the right friends, the right mentors, and the right church family. Their academic journey shall be smooth, and their spiritual life shall be strong. At the end of their campus years, they will look back with joy and thanksgiving, saying, "Thank God I started well and finished strong." So shall it be, in Jesus' name. Amen. Introduction. Stepping into the university for the first time is like walking into a whole new world. No more uniforms, no more morning assembly, no more teachers shouting, "Submit your homework." For many, it feels like freedom at last. You can decide when to wake up, where to go, what to eat, who to talk to, and even whether or not you attend lectures. At first, it feels exciting. But here's the truth. Freedom without wisdom is a trap. Every year, thousands of students enter the university full of dreams. But not everyone graduates with those dreams intact. Some get lost in the crowd, some in parties and pleasures, and some in regrets they wish they could erase. I wrote this small but loaded book because I don't want you to be one of them. I want you to know the pitfalls before you step into them. I want you to learn from the tears of others so you don't have to cry your own tears. The stories you'll read here are not fairy tales. They are mirrors of real choices students made. Choices that cost them extra years, broken lives, and painful regrets. But beyond the warnings, you'll also find encouragement and a clear path to making the most of your campus life. If you start well, you will end well. If you anchor yourself in God, in discipline, and in purpose, your university years will be the launchpad for greatness. So, dear fresher, read with an open heart. Cry if you must. But above all, decide today that your story will not be "Had I known," but "Thank God I knew." Welcome to the journey. Chapter 1. The illusion of freedom. When many students step into campus for the first time, it feels like stepping into paradise. For the first time in their lives, they can wake up when they like, eat what they like, go out when they like, and return when they like. No father knocking on their door at 5 a.m. No mother asking where they're coming from. No curfew, no questions. It feels like freedom. But listen carefully. Freedom without responsibility is a dangerous trap. Every year, thousands of students get carried away with this so-called freedom. They forget why they came. They follow the crowd. They experiment with lifestyles they once feared. And before long, they find themselves drowning in regret. Let's take a journey to three true-to-life stories. Omokolari story. A semester. Too long. Omokolade was brilliant. In secondary school, she was known as the genius who always topped her class. Her parents had such high hopes that she would finish her degree in flying colors. But when Omokolade got into campus, everything changed. She discovered a new world of fun, late night parties, outings with friends, smoking in corners, and endless gist sessions. After all, she thought, no one is here to check me. This is my life. Her books gathered dust while her wardrobe gathered party clothes. By the time results were released, Omokolade was shocked. She had failed almost all her courses. But she didn't stop. Instead, she told herself she would catch up later. Later never came. Omokolade's four-year course dragged into six long years. Her friends moved on. Some even got jobs while she was still battling carryovers. One day, tears rolled down her cheeks as she whispered to a fresher, "Don't waste your early years. Start strong. Had I known, I would have built my foundation from year one." Flourish's story. One night, a lifetime of pain. Flourish was the kind of girl every parent prayed for. She was raised in a Christian home, respectful, well-cultured, intelligent, and very focused. She never wasted time with idle chatter or careless friends. She was known in her hostel as the church girl, serious, disciplined, and reserved. But sometimes, the pressure to belong can break even the strongest walls. One day, her friends begged her to attend a party with them. "Just this once," they said. "Don't always be the odd one out. Everyone will be there."
At first, Flourish resisted, but eventually she gave in, just so she wouldn't be left alone in the hostel. She thought it was harmless. After all, she wasn't going there to drink or misbehave, but she didn't know her friends had other plans. At the party, the atmosphere was noisy and wild. As expected, Flourish refused alcohol, insisting on soft drinks. Her friends handed her a bottle. She smiled, relieved that she could fit in without compromising her values. She never knew the drink had been drugged. Minutes later, her world went black. When she woke up, it was morning. Her body told her what her mind couldn't yet process. She had been violated, her virginity stolen, her dignity crushed. The days that followed were filled with tears. She didn't tell anyone at first, but months later, she discovered she was pregnant. As if that wasn't enough, medical tests revealed she was also infected with HIV. Flourish's world collapsed. She tried to continue school, but the shame, the trauma, and the sickness were too much. She eventually dropped out. She gave birth to a baby, but both she and the child later died of complications from HIV. Flourish's story is perhaps the saddest of all. A bright destiny, cut short by one wrong choice. One night of compromise, one step into the wrong company. Today, if Flourish could speak, her words would echo through the halls of every hostel. Don't give in to pressure. One night of carelessness can cost you your entire future. Daniel's story, The Wrong Company. Daniel entered campus full of ambition. His parents sacrificed so much to send him to school. He promised them, "I'll make you proud." But early on, he met friends who seemed fun. They introduced him to sports betting, alcohol, and endless hours at viewing centers. At first, it looked harmless. After all, he thought, I can balance it with my studies. But he couldn't. His grades nosedived. His lecturers noticed his absence. By the time he realized his mistakes, it was too late. He was rusticated for poor performance.
When Daniel tells his story, his head bows low.
My friends laughed when I studied. They mocked me when I said no to clubbing. But today, they've moved on, and I am left behind. My freedom became my downfall after the stories. The price of misused freedom. Dear Fresher, these stories are not to scare you. They are to open your eyes. Every year, thousands of students walk into the same traps. They forget why they came. They think freedom means carelessness. But remember this, the university is not just a school. It's a foundation for life. If you misuse freedom, you waste destiny. If you misuse freedom, you bury opportunities. If you misuse freedom, you live in regret. Freedom is not the absence of rules. Freedom is the ability to make wise choices without being forced. The question is, what will you do with your freedom? Will you spend it in clubs, in parties, in meaningless relationships, in regrets? Or will you invest it in studies, in discipline, in friendships that sharpen, and in a spiritual life that grounds you? The choice is yours. Don't be deceived. Every decision you make in your first year will echo throughout your entire stay on campus. Books and dreams. Chapter 2. Building on the Right Foundation. Every house stands on a foundation. A weak foundation will make even the finest building collapse. The same is true of campus life. Your first year is your foundation year. If you build it well, everything else will stand strong. If you build it wrongly, every other year will be a struggle. Here are four pillars you must lay down if you want to build a life that stands on campus. 1. Clarity of purpose. Why are you here? You must answer this question early. You didn't come to school to impress anybody. You didn't come to look fashionable. You didn't come to experiment with sin. You came to acquire knowledge, grow in maturity, and prepare for your future. When you forget your purpose, you lose your way. 2. Choose friends wisely. Your friends are your future in disguise. Show me your friends, and I'll show you your tomorrow.
Daniel in chapter 1 didn't fail because he was foolish. He failed because of the people he allowed into his life. Friends who constantly mock your values, lure you into sin, or distract you from your books are enemies in disguise. On the other hand, good friends will push you to study harder, pray better, and aim higher. 3. Guard your morals. Sin looks sweet at first, but its end is bitter. Many destinies have been aborted because of a single careless decision. Flourish's story is a warning. One night of unguarded pleasure led to a lifetime of scars. Don't be deceived by the trend. Drinking, smoking, sexual immorality, and all forms of recklessness don't make you mature. They destroy you. Your body is a temple, not a playground. Guard it. Protect it. Keep it holy. Your destiny is too precious to be wasted on a few moments of enjoyment. 4. Prioritize your spirituality. The university is full of temptations. Without God, you will drown. Spirituality is not about religion. It's about relationship with God. It's about starting your day in prayer, reading your Bible, staying rooted in His Word, and connecting with other believers. Psalm 127 verse 1 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it." Without God, your academic labor will amount to nothing. With God, even difficult courses become manageable. The most successful students I have seen on campus were those who were rooted in God.
they prayed, they studied, and they excelled. So, dear student, build on the right foundation. Your first year is the seed year. Sow it wisely.
Cup in the air, dreams in your hand.
Chapter 3, Finding Strength in God and His House. No soldier fights alone. No Christian thrives in isolation. On campus, you need a spiritual family to keep you grounded and growing. Sadly, many students neglect this. They tell themselves, "I'll go to church later. For now, let me just settle down." But weeks turn into months, and months into years. And before they know it, their spiritual life is dead. Others, however, choose wisely. They locate a vibrant church or fellowship early, and that becomes their anchor. Why you need a church on campus? 1. Protection. A church is a covering. When temptations come, when depression knocks, when discouragement sets in, your church family shields and strengthens you. 2. Direction. Every week, you hear teachings that remind you of purpose and guide you through challenges. 3. Inspiration. You see fellow students like you excelling academically and spiritually, and you're inspired to do the same. 4. Accountability. Your church helps you stay on track. An example, Winners Chapel, Gloryland, Ijagun. I have seen firsthand how students who plugged into a strong church excelled in every area. At Winners Chapel, Gloryland, Ijagun, we've watched hundreds of students graduate with flying colors. Not because they were born brilliant, but because they were taught discipline, focus, and faith. The atmosphere of worship there is electric. The word is practical. And the programs are tailored for students. From success seminars to prayer groups to outreach events that keep you grounded in God's presence. Many students testify that Gloryland became their home away from home. A place where their spiritual life flourished and their academics thrived. A final word to you. Don't wait until regrets drive you back to God. Start with Him now. Let your first Sunday on campus find you in His house. Plant yourself in a solid church and you will flourish. Remember, you cannot do it alone. You cannot survive campus on willpower alone. You need God. You need His people. You need His word. The university will test you, but with God, you will stand. And when graduation day comes, you'll have tears of joy, not sorrow. Your campus life is not just about lectures and exams. It's about destiny. Anchor it in God. And you will never regret it. Pause and reflect. 1. Why am I really in the university? 2. Which of the 3 stories touched me the most and why? 3. Who are the 3 people closest to me right now? Are they helping or harming me? 4. What boundaries must I set today to protect my destiny? 5. Where will I worship regularly on campus? 6. What one daily spiritual habit will I keep? 7. Fast forward to graduation day. What story do I want to tell? A special invitation. Dear student, you are warmly invited to fellowship with us at Winners Chapel, Gloryland, Ijagun. Here you will find a family of vibrant students and passionate believers who are committed to growing in faith
excelling academically, and fulfilling destiny. Our services and campus-focused programs are designed to equip you for success in every area of life, spiritual, academic, and personal. Many students who joined us testify that their campus journey was transformed, and their lives never remained the same. We would love to have you join us. Your seat is waiting. Your destiny is calling.
Welcome to Winner's Chapel, Bloriland Ijagun, where students are raised as stars. Our church is located at Ojuri, off Ijagun Road. Just walk down Ojuri Street and you will find our church located on the left side. We look forward to seeing you. My name is Olajide Oshiberu. By privilege, I am the resident pastor of Winners Chapel, Gloryland, Ijagun. God bless you.
You're rising higher, you're moving.